大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, last time, if my memory is correct, we talked about car sharing.
That we did.
Which I thought was a great idea. Could we talk about ride sharing?
Oh, ride sharing, sure.
I think you do that in the U.S., and it's getting very popular, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's actually been pretty common for a long time. Mm-hmm. Ride sharing is, of course, also known as carpooling. Carpooling is a very common term, but you'll hear either one of these terms in conversation. Carpooling or ride sharing in general just means that people will take turns driving each other, whether it's to work or school or other activities. So you often hear about carpooling among commuters. Perhaps we live in the same neighborhood. Maybe some of your friends, need to ride into the city. So people will take turns. Maybe one person will drive one week and the next person the next. So it ends up being equal. You'll also hear about carpooling in the neighborhoods, particularly with kids, with school kids. You know, you might have the moms or the dads also taking turns with their neighbors, driving the kids to their various extracurricular activities, whether it's, you know, ballet class or judo practice or something like that. And then there is another form of carpooling or ride sharing that often happens among college kids. You know, a lot of American kids go to colleges, universities that are quite far from their hometowns, maybe a few hours drive away. And whether if they have a car, often they're looking to cut costs for that long drive home. So they'll post, something in my day, a few years back, you'd find it on a bulletin board in the student center, for example, you know, someone looking for people to ride with them to Boston or New York or something along those lines. But nowadays, of course, it's online. A lot of the social networking sites, you'll be able to find rideshare pages where people can get on there and arrange to have carpooling.
Right. I think, carpooling is a great idea. You know, here in Japan, I wonder if there are people who are practicing that. Personally, I feel very bad, kind of guilty about driving alone, which I do most of the time. I feel that maybe with, cars that have passengers, they should be given some kind of benefit or advantage over other cars where, they have only the driver and no passengers.
Sure, to encourage people to carpool more
exactly.
often. But, you bring up an interesting point, and that is I think there are many people who probably would like to carpool. I mean, it's a great way to reduce costs and, help the environment. But often because, you may have different work schedules or maybe unpredictable work schedules, especially with, overtime, that sort of thing, it can be hard to stick to a carpooling schedule. And in those cases, actually some interesting things have developed. But getting back to your point about giving some sort of benefit or advantage, there are such things in the States along the highways, the expressways, especially around major cities, something called HOV lanes.
HOV.
HOV, that's right. And HOV stands for High Occupancy Vehicle. And high occupancy vehicle, now that what qualifies as a high occupancy vehicle depends on the area, but often it means a car that has at least two passengers or at least two people in the car, the driver and at least one passenger. Sometimes it's a total of three people. It really depends on the area. Now, if you have at least two people in your car, you're able to take a designated lane. It's a kind of express lane on the highway. There aren't as many cars on it, so you're able to get through your commute much faster. And that's, of course, very attractive to commuters who were looking to avoid being stuck in traffic jams.
Right. I think it's a great idea.
Huh? Is there anything like that in Japan on the highways?
Good question. I've never heard about it. I don't think there are, cities where they're doing something similar to that. But You never know. There may be listeners who know anything about it. If, you know, I mean, we would appreciate it if you could let us know.
That's true. You know, actually, that does remind me. I've seen something somewhat similar in my neighborhood in Tokyo. And that's, there's a very busy road close to where I live. Mm-hmm. And they have bus lanes.
Oh, bus lane. Yeah,
it's not quite the HOV lane, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I think it's from about 7 in the morning until 9 o'clock in the morning.
That is correct.
Yeah, there's a lane just for buses. So I guess that encourages people not to carpool, but to, well, I guess carpool in a bigger way by taking public transportation.
That's true. Yeah, right.
Now, you know, as you, I'd like to get back to your situation. You mentioned earlier about how you'd like to carpool, but it's difficult, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
There is something, there's a solution to that, I think, something that's going on in Washington, D.C., among other cities, but it's pretty well known in Washington, D.C. I think there are a lot of people who are in similar situations to you, which is that maybe their schedules are a little bit unpredictable, so they're not able to have a regular carpooling setup arrangement with their neighbors. So they do a sort of casual carpooling, something they call slugging. So slugging is the special term that they've assigned to this idea. And it's, as I mentioned, a mix of kind of casual carpooling and what may look like hitchhiking, but in a somewhat organized fashion. So what happens is that you'll have a commuter who's driving by themselves, and they will stop by a designated spot. It's usually close to a bus stop, but this is all very unofficial. It's unofficial, nothing to do with the city itself. They'll stop by and they'll see if someone is headed in the same direction. Now, if you're going back to your, you know, your hometown and you find someone who's also headed in that direction, they'll just hop in your car. That way, you're able to use those special lanes, and you can both get through your commute a lot faster. There are special rules and a special etiquette that's developed, you know, things like you're not supposed to really talk to the driver that much.
Okay.
You know, it's really just business only, just a ride. You can't fool around with the driver's radio, things like that. But it's a practice that's developed over the years and actually has become quite popular in Washington, D.C.
さて今回のですね最初に出てきた用語はカープーリングあるいはライドシェアリングというんですがカーシェアリングとちょっと似ていると思われがちですが、まあ、決定的な違いはですねカープーリングというのは、まあ、お互いの人間関係で行為ですることですから、従ってお金を払って会員になったり、契約を結んだりする、そういう類のものじゃないということであります。まあ、隣人同士、あるいは友達同士で、交代で自分の車を使って、さあ、今度は僕が、じゃあ、乗せていくよ、というような具合。で、よくあることですけれども、お互いに子供がいるっていうような場合にですね、子供がね、今度の土曜日には野球の試合があるのよ。ね、いう時にはじゃあうちの子と一緒にお宅のお子さん乗せていくわよというような具合にしてまあお互いに利用し合うということであります。これはなんかね、似たまあ、原型と必ずしは言えませんけれども、アメリカの大学でよく学生たちが昔からですね、いわゆる掲示板に、今度の夏休みには、フロリダに車で行くんだけど、そっちの方向に行く人、一緒に乗ってかないみたいな、そういうふうにすると、まあ、費用をですね、折半して安く上がると。いうことで、一台の車にですね、三人四人で乗っていって、費用を安く上げると。これはまあ、アイデアとしてはカープーリングに非常に似てるというふうに、まあ、言えるかもしれませんね。さて、私自身は一人でよく運転することが多くて、なんか申し訳ないなって気がするんですけれども、待ってましたっていう感じで、アメリカでよく行われているのはですね、HOV って言い方が出てきましたね。これ H はハイです。高いね。からね、O というのが Occupancy ですね。これはつまり車の中のスペースを占領、占拠する人を表しているわけですね。High Occupancy、最後の V っていうのは Vehicle、車両ですね。つまり、人がたくさん乗っている車っていうのは簡単な意味なんですけど、まあ、2人か3人か以上っていうのはまあ、地域によって規則が違うようですけどねそういう2人か3人以上乗っているとデジグネイテッドレイン、ね、指定された車線を走ることができるそれは大体はねまあ言ってみれば追い越し車線みたいになってもう空いてるわけですよねだからそこをブワーって行けるから結局はつまりたくさん乗せるようにするとカープリングやると得だよっていうね早く行けるよ混雑に渋滞にはまらないよということですよね right?
That's right. And actually, I should probably give a warning to some of our listeners if they're going to be visiting the States and driving. They may see this HOV lane and think, great, I'll get in it.
Right.
But if they're by themselves and they drive in the HOV lane, the police could pull them over and give them a ticket for driving in the HOV lane with only one person.
なるほどね。
So be careful.
そうか。だからね、その HOV のレーンを、お、空いてるよっていうんでですね、日本人観光客でレンタカーなんか借りたのがですね、おー、OK、OK っていうんですね。それで、一人なのに HOV の車線を走ってしまうと、お巡りさんに見つかると、もしかすると切符切られるってことになるかもしれませんから、これはまあ注意が必要だということで、さあ、最後に出たですね、スラッギングっていうのは、これまたですね、面白いアイディアだと思います。ヒッチハイキングをちょっと変形したものというふうに言ったらいいかもしれません。すなわち、ある特定のスポットで、これは別にですね、決まってるものじゃないんですよね。バス停みたいにちゃんと定められたものじゃないんですが、ある特定のスポットで待っていると、車が通って、そこで、こっち方向、どこどこ方向行くんだけど、乗っていくというんで乗せてもらうと、ドライバーとしてはいわゆる HOV になりますからね、パーセンジャーが乗っていると早いレーンを運転できるから、そういう意味で助かるわけですね。乗せてもらう、頼むよって言って手を挙げて乗せてもらう方にしてみると、同じ方向に行くわけですから、バスなんかに乗るよりも早く行けるし、これはもちろん助かるわけですね。ということで、こういうアイデアも起こってるようですけれども、まあマナーは守らなくちゃいけないって、他人の車にやっぱり乗せてもらうんだからね、そこでべちゃべちゃあんまり話しかけたり、勝手にタバコ吸っちゃったり、そういうことしちゃいけないっていう、マナーを守ると、まあいうことのようですけどね。ただまあ今のところあまり事件は起こってないようだということですが、知らない人の車にこっちも乗ると、ドライバーも知らない人を乗せる、なんかちょっとスリル感じちゃうなっていうところはあるかもしれませんね。 All right.Let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first phrase is park and ride. Now, park and ride refers to a facility or parking lot outside a major city where commuters can leave their cars and connect to public transportation, whether that's a commuter train or perhaps a bus. So, for example, you could say, the easiest way to get to the city is to leave your car in one of the park and ride lots and take the train the rest of the way.
ですよね。まあレンタカー等で英語圏を走った経験のある方は、国によってはですね、パークアンドライドっていう表示を見たことがある方もいるかもしれません。このパークアンドライドのパークっていうのは、自分のその自家用車をですね、あるいはレンタカーを、車を止めて、そこからライドはバスとか電車とか乗って市の中心部に入っていくということで、まあこれも非常に経済的、節約的、混雑も軽減できるという方法だと思いますよね。さあ、もう一度例文聞きましょう。
The easiest way to get to the city is to leave your car in one of the park and ride lots and take the train the rest of the way.
ですよね。ということで、今の例文にもあったように、パークンライドのところには駐車場が広く取ってあって、そこに駐車して、そこから列車に、あるいはバスに乗っていくと。こういうことですよね。All right, the next one.
The next one is to be stuck in traffic. Now, if you're stuck in traffic, it means you're unable to get somewhere quickly because of too many cars on the road. And this especially refers to traffic, or cars that barely move. You know, there's just so many that you're practically stopped on the road. So you could say, I like to leave home early on Monday mornings so I won't get stuck in traffic on the way to work.
So, stuck in traffic. よく動詞にですね、get なんか使って get stuck。あるいは be 動詞を使って be stuck っていう形で使いますけど、つまりこの traffic にですね、まあ、stuck するっていうのは、まあ、渋滞にはまるということであります。これはだからね、使うことが多い表現ですよ。年中言ってますよ、これ。ね。さあ、それでは例文です。
I like to leave home early on Monday mornings, so I won't get stuck in traffic on the way to work.
まさに私のことを言ってもらったみたいな感じですね。まあ朝早くね、もう眠いけど出ないと渋滞にはまるっていうことなんですよね。ということで、リスナーの皆さんの中にも同様の経験をしていらっしゃる方いるかもしれませんね。今回はまた車に関係した環境問題、リンクした 話題でお送りしました。 See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナ
ー Sponsored by Olympus.
クロスカルチャルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。1日24時間それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね、AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん、音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。Olympus.